Simpson, sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 20th, 1904. Dear Sister Simpson, on one occasion, when we were talking together about your experience and your work, you asked me, "Have you told me all?" I could not say more at that time. Often representations are given me, which at first I do not understand. But after a time they are made plain by a repeated presentation of those things that I did not at first comprehend, in ways that make their meaning clear and unmistakable. There is one thing that I did not then feel capable of explaining, which it will be well for you to understand. It is this: your marriage to one who is a father of children will prove to be a blessing to you as a practicing physician, if you correctly understand your responsibilities and act wisely your part. You were in danger of becoming self-centered. You had precious traits of character that needed to be awakened and exercised. The duties devolving upon you as a physician will be much more perfectly understood as you learn the lessons that will come to you in the home. Through your new relations, you will gain an experience that will teach you how to deal with minds. By the care of children, affection, love, and tenderness are developed. The responsibilities resting upon you in your family may be a means of great blessing to you. These children will be to you a precious lesson book. They will bring you many blessings if you read them aright. The train of thought awakened by their care will call into exercise tenderness, love, and sympathy. Although these children are not a part of your flesh and blood, yet through your marriage to their father, they have become yours, to be loved, cherished, instructed, and ministered to by you. Your connection with them will call into exercise thoughts and plans that will be of genuine benefit to you in your work as a physician. By the experience that you will gain in your home, you will lose the self-centered ideas that threatened to mar your work and will change the set plans that have needed softening and subduing. It is to be a part of your work to educate, to train, to love these children. This will not detract from, but will improve your work as a Christian physician. You have needed to develop greater tenderness and larger sympathy, that you might come close to those in need of gentle, sympathetic, loving words. Your children will call out these traits of character and will help you to develop breadth of mind and judgment. Through loving association with them, you will learn to be more tender and sympathetic in your ministry for suffering humanity. I have a very tender interest in all children, for I became a sufferer at a very early age. I have taken many children to care for, and I have always felt that association with the simplicity of childhood was a great blessing to me. I thank God that I have been enabled to help many children of varied minds and dispositions. I tried to minister to them as Christ's property, and I rejoice to think that most of them are serving the Lord in responsible positions. Children can be taught the art of ministry. The sick may be helped and blessed by coming in contact with the hopefulness and buoyancy of youth. Many who are physically, mentally, and morally diseased might have been saved from this had they from their youth sought to be a blessing to others. The sympathy, forbearance, and love required in dealing with children would be a blessing in any household. They would soften and subdue set traits of character in those who need to be more cheerful and restful. The presence of a child in a home sweetens and refines. A child brought up in the fear of the Lord is a blessing in any household. God would have older people appreciate the cheerfulness of little children. May the Lord abundantly bless you and your children. May you receive a great blessing in caring for them.